top stories in the latest at 7:30. Schools given the all clear to continue to resume face-to-face classes. Police charged two members of a church linked to a COVID cluster. The DLP president again calls for integrity in public life legislation to be enacted. A cyber attack triggers fears of a fuel shortage in the United States. These are your top lines for the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Details in a moment. I'm Cashy Brown. Health officials have declared that tests show there is no outbreak of COVID-19 at two schools which were under investigation. And they have given the all clear for the continuation from tomorrow of the phased return of primary and secondary school students to the classroom. This after a student at St. George Primary, who had been exposed to a case, twice tested negative, and tests of students and teachers at Princess Margaret Secondary School have so far come back negative, despite a student being positive for COVID-19. Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic says both schools are now in the clear.
Members of staff and students of the classes that we were targeting, they have all had negative tests today from their exit or screening tests, and they are also free and cleared to return to school. We will continue to provide any assistance to that school as well as needed, and if there are any persons for whatever reason who are desirous of having a test, we will facilitate that request. But at this point in time, thankfully, we do not have an outbreak in any of our schools. And these two situations with the schools, from a public health perspective, they have now been closed.
However, the health minister reported a number of growing COVID-19 clusters involving families, one of which triggered the school scare. He was providing details of yesterday's test, disclosing that 757 people were sampled with 504 results received so far, including some keenly watched cases. These results produced 9 new cases, 8 being Barbadians and 1 a non-national.
Now, out of these 9 positive cases today, we have 7 cases that are attributed to 2 family clusters that we've been following for the past several days. One of those family clusters had 3. And the other 4. The one that had 3 positives today, now they now have 17 persons positive in that family. And the other, there are 2 households with 8 positives. Of interest is the 2 households with 8 positives, because that is the family cluster that has impacted on 2 of our schools, 1 primary and 1 secondary.
Meanwhile, Education Minister Santia Bradshaw urged the public not to panic over the COVID situation, while stressing that the COVID unit will be closely monitoring compliance with the protocols in and outside of schools.
So I am satisfied at this point that, having met with the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the officials, that the plans for the phased return to school can continue. We will continue to make sure that we adhere to the various protocols that exist. The assistance of the COVID monitoring unit in particular is going to be felt even more over the course of the next couple of weeks. We have a team in place which is dedicated to the school system. They will also be at the bus stops. They will also be working with the principals and the teachers to make sure that any concerns which they may have can obviously be addressed in short order.
Education Minister Santia Bradshaw. Two members of a St. Peter Church linked to a COVID cluster have been charged.
Fabian John and his wife Vanessa of Kingsland Heights Christchurch appear at the St. Matthias Magistrates Court this morning to answer to the charge of refusing to carry out a lawful order imposed by the chief medical officer. The couple are members of the World Harvest Ministries International, located at Spicetown St. Peter, and which has been linked to more than 20 COVID cases. The couple had a 5-hour standoff with health officials, the police and Barbados Defence Force personnel at their home on April 26. This culminated with the two being arrested and transported to the St. Lucie District Hospital, where they were quarantined for 14 days. They were recently released from quarantine and were subsequently notified of the pending charge of refusing to leave their premises to be quarantined. The couple reported to the Oystens police station accompanied by a lawyer and were arrested and charged for the offence. Kezia Innes, Starcom Network News.
The second stage of the Barbados National Vaccination Program is scheduled to be completed in 2 weeks. Co-coordinator of the program, Major David Clark, tells Starcom Network News they are well on the way to fully vaccinating everyone who's already received their first dose. Major Clark says this is their primary focus at the moment, with only a few first doses being administered to elderly people who are unable to leave home. He says anyone else who wants to have a first dose will have to wait until the island receives more vaccines.
There are some limited first doses. Well, that there were some people that didn't get their first doses that we had allocated first doses for. That mobile bus is actually going to do the shut-ins. I think they did 24 on Friday. They'll be doing, for this week coming, they'll be finishing up those. So the only first doses that actually happened were ones that were allocated to shut-ins that we didn't get to.
As COVID-19 restrictions continue to be relaxed, Attorney General Dale Marshall says there will be increased need for monitoring of protocols. He says 15 teams have been deployed to assist police.
This became important as we allowed more and more, as we relaxed the restrictions on a gradual basis, because by increasing curfews, by giving more liberties and more freedoms, then there's the possibility of abuse. So then once you reopen shops and rum shops and bars and all those kinds of things, there's increased opportunity for the spread of COVID. So there was simply much more monitoring to do. So if there's a challenge, then they're calling the police. Island constables are involved. They're people who have some background in either policing or prison officers or something of that sort that makes them ideal candidates to be.
That's Attorney General Dale Marshall. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla DePisa, says integrity in public life legislation needs to be implemented alongside other legislation in order to be effective. Speaking on last night's DLP Sunday Night Roast on the topic Integrity Matters, Good Governance for a Prosperous Barbados, she says the major political parties are challenged with integrity issues due to how campaigns are financed.
That opens up the can of worms, and we need to find some way to put them back inside the can, to put a label on the can so that we know what it is we are dealing with. We need to have legal recognition of political parties alongside having campaign finance rules. And then for those instances which hopefully we would have whittled down to the bare minimum, for those instances where there is breach, that the people speaking up in relation to the breach do not find themselves victimized as well.
That's President of the DLP, Verla DePisa. The search continues this morning for a 21-year-old, Javon Moise of Dash Valley, St. George, who went missing while swimming with friends at Brighton Beach yesterday. According to the police, a group of five young men went to the beach and two of them were in the water swimming around 4:15 p.m. near the area known as the hot pot when one of them got into difficulties. The young man went under the water and efforts were made by his friend to assist him, but that effort was unsuccessful and he disappeared and never resurfaced. A pilot project for the teaching of regional integration and the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME, in schools across the region commences from today as part of a new initiative by the CARICOM Secretariat. Today's event will comprise an online class involving students and teachers from Guyana and Belize. And finally, the U.S. government has issued emergency legislation after the largest fuel pipeline in the U.S. was hit by ransomware cyber attacks. The Colonial Pipeline carries 2.5 million barrels per day, or 45% of the East Coast supply of diesel, gasoline, and jet fuel. It was completely knocked offline by cyber criminal gang on Friday and is still working to restore the service. Recapping the headlines at 7:30. Schools given the all clear to resume face-to-face classes. Police charged two members of a church linked to a COVID cluster. The DLP president again calls for integrity in public life legislation to be enacted, and a cyber attack triggers fears of a fuel shortage in the U.S. This has been the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.